Thursday at 5, Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey. Caves and Prater, Kurt, joining us here in studio. You can hashtag Ask the AD. Also, can send us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. Kurt Apsey joins us here in studio. Well, Kurt, the basketball team took a tough shot last night, something fans haven't seen for quite some time. It was at the end of the game a blowout, per se. What are your thoughts on, as Leon said, a very young team trying to put it all together? Is that the best description, I guess?
Yeah, probably. I mean, interesting enough, this team is, in a sense, probably where we thought they were going to be when it all started, just because of their youth. They've shown signs, I think, early on of being really good and, probably lost a little bit of confidence. And, I mean, let's not take any credit away from Nevada either. They're pretty darn good, and they're good at four or five spots, and that might have been the best game they played all year. I mean, they were running on all cylinders. So we ran into a little buzzsaw. You know, our guys and our coaches are disappointed. We had a great crowd there. Our students were loud and, a little over 7,000, and you get 7,000 in Taco Bell Arena in those first two levels, and you got a pretty good environment. And so it was set up for us to be successful, and, we did not shoot it well. And it seemed like, I think Leon said this last night, it just seemed like when we would miss or turn the ball over, they'd just come down and put a big dagger in us. And so we could never just really get over that hump. And, disappointing, but, one thing I've learned a lot about watching college basketball is these seasons are so long, and there's so many ups and downs to a season, and they'll bounce back. Unfortunately for them, not a lot of time to do that, and now going on a two-game road trip that's not going to be easy. So, we'll see what these guys are made of, and I saw them working out today, and their spirits are up, and they're trying to get better, and we'll see how it goes.
Kurt, when it comes to recruiting basketball players, I hear Leon talk about, Nevada's got more athletes, and we don't have the best athletes in the world. And I've heard that since he's been here. Greg said it, too. Are there different recruiting opportunities in men's basketball to bring kids to Boise, Idaho? Do they face different challenges because there's so many college basketball programs on every street corner, it seems, in every big city especially, that they have a different challenge that is very unique, per se? Well, we follow recruiting. We follow football and basketball pretty close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it is similar to football in maybe this way. We tend to try and get, the kids that maybe aren't sought after by everybody, but that we think have great potential. They're good kids. They're good teammates, and we develop them. And I think we've done that in football, and I think we've done that a lot in basketball. Every once in a while, you're going to get a James Webb, who we didn't think really James Webb was going to be what he was when he was a junior when he first got here. And so, I think it's a mixture of both. Idaho is isolated as well. And so, that makes it challenging. You can't just get in a car and come visit Boise State. When you do visit here, you got to get on an airplane. And we do the same with our coaches. They usually don't, unless they're recruiting in the state, they usually don't drive to recruit. They got to get on a plane too. So there's some challenges here based on where we're located, but I like the way we go about things, and I think this team, you can see it. They're young, but they get better, and they've gone through kind of a bad stretch here. I think was it 4-6, I think, or something like that, and that's hard, especially when you have a young team. And I think they just got to bounce back. You're gonna have to see guys like Nick Duncan. He certainly wants to make more shots. I know that, and he's struggling a little bit right now. And he'll turn it around, and he's kind of the leader of that team. He's got to bring those young guys along with him. And, Leon's been down this road before, not just at Boise State, but all his time at Gonzaga as well. And I'm confident they'll get it going the right direction. So,
Asking the AD with Kurt Apsey here in studio on Sports Radio The Ticket with Kaiser Prater. The news came yesterday about the Poinsettia Bowl ceasing and the Holiday Bowl continuing. Craig Thompson, who will join us tomorrow at 3:30, said, okay, this was expected. What did you know about this or not know about this?
I learned about it earlier this week. All the athletic directors in the schools knew it was coming out, so it wasn't a surprise when it became public. And, I'll say this about that game. They've done a really good job. We've been very fortunate to play in it a couple times. They treat us great down there. I think our guys really enjoy going and playing down in San Diego. I think the bowl people there do a really good job of hosting us, and that's kind of half of it. What we talk about that a little bit, about the experience for our team and our coaches, and even I think our fans love going down there for the game and hanging out at the Gaslamp District and Old Town, and you know, the ocean's right there. And so it's an attractive place to go play a bowl game. So I am disappointed that it's going away for that reason. It obviously is one less opportunity for the postseason for our conference. So we got to try and figure that out. But not surprised by the decision.
Yeah. I said yesterday that it was disappointing for Boise State in the Mountain West, but good for college football. And I don't think I've ever said that before because, you know, Caves and I will sit down and watch any college football anytime, anywhere. But we've seen the college football change in the last few years. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to make college football healthier and stronger and more vibrant. And maybe sometimes less is more. Any truth? Do you believe that at all?
You know, I do for the most part. It hurts a little bit more because this game's personal to us.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, obviously it's good for our conference. So that's not good. But, you know, I think we've talked about it before. I've always said I'm not in favor of the 5-7 or to that matter, even the 6-6 team. And, you know, God forbid we're ever in that situation. But, postseason to me is a celebration of having a successful season. And football for me personally, 5-7, 6-6 is,
we wouldn't celebrate that around here.
It's just not a successful season. So unfortunate that the conference that we play in lost the bowl, but you know, I think we've said they're either going to have to start to get rid of some games or they're going to continue to have teams that have losing records playing in these games. And I'm not sure either one is good for college football.
Do you see more attrition coming?
I think it just really depends on the bowl game. You know, a lot of these bowls, in a sense, have been saved a little bit probably by their affiliation with ESPN. I think there's 11 or 12 maybe if I'm right there. I think that ESPN has stepped up and been able to help kind of finance this. I think it depends on where it's at. Obviously, sponsorship plays a huge role in that. And then it comes down to ticket sales. And, you know, for the most part, unless you're playing in a pretty good-sized game somewhere in an attractive place, you've got to have local support to buy those tickets. I think that's where the bowl here actually in Boise does a pretty good job based on all the challenges that, you know, they have, one being the weather. And, you know, hopefully they can continue to get good matchups. But I would say, Mike, that I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see this maybe in some of the smaller cities where they really, truly count on, you know, local support and maybe not having the backing of a company like ESPN behind it. You know, what ESPN brings to the table is they just bring that family, you know, and so I don't know if this is the case, but I'm sure it is in most games that they own. You know, when you're able to buy advertising as a business or a corporation in those games, you'll get more than just one game in that. So they've got some really attractive things to offer to companies that can help support the game. And, you know, and obviously they bring that family of networks in there and everybody works for them. And so they've probably got a little bit of an edge on most people that will run a game. But I wouldn't be surprised if other bowls, you know, start to really kind of look in the mirror and go, man, can we really afford to put this on?
Does there have to be a replacement for the Mountain West for this, or mm-hmm. will this be the Mountain West saying, okay, we're going to go down by one?
I think for right now, that's kind of what we're facing. I don't think the conference nor any of the schools are just going to sit back and say we're okay with this. I do think that you know, Craig Thompson and the conference and our athletic directors are going to talk a lot about what we want to try and do. There's some options out there maybe to hook on to some games that have contracts coming up with other conferences. I think Craig talked about that a little bit over the last couple of days. You know, maybe there's a way somehow to replace the San Diego Bowl, although there's a kind of an unwritten law out there that the NC2A really doesn't call, or college football in general doesn't want to add another bowl game. Maybe ESPN gets involved and is able to create something somewhere else that's viable and makes some sense. So I think there's some options out there, but I certainly don't think the conference is going to sit back and go, hey, you know, we lost a postseason opportunity and we're okay with that. I think we're going to exercise every opportunity we can and hopefully we can find another game.
Are you hearing any kind of inside rumblings about any of these other Mountain West bowls that could potentially be in trouble?
You know, I haven't, Mike. I think for the most part, they're fairly healthy. I think it does help, even though that local team, which is the case for us most of the time, might not play in it. I think it does help that a team that is in our conference is in the city that's hosting the game for the conference. And so I think New Mexico actually does pretty well. I think their community backs that game. And, you know, we obviously do a nice job here in Boise. And now that ESPN is a part of that game, it makes it a little bit more viable. And I haven't heard anything that there are some games that, you know, are certainly looking at something to happen like it did in San Diego. But at least to this point, you know, that's what I know.
Well, if ticket sales are one of the keys at survival for the small campus bowl mm-hmm. or the non-New Year's Day six or wherever else we're going to clarify these and classify them, it seems to me if you don't have another opportunity in the West, you're Whistling-Dixie. I mean,
yeah.
Go to Texas. Fine. Nobody's going to go with you.
Well, you know, it just depends on what the conference is willing to do, you know, because a lot of times, as you guys know, the costs of these bowls are subsidized by the conference. And obviously the payouts from these bowls are used to help pay for it. But for example, not this past bowl season, but the one prior, you know, it cost our conference a good amount of money to send San Jose all the way to the East Coast. And, I think those are considerations that we're going to have to look at, because at the end of the day, we kind of all pitch in and pay for this thing. So that'll be a discussion. You know, they're certainly not just going to sign up for a bowl without talking to everybody in the conference, and we'll have to weigh that option once it's in front of us.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the options. I'm trying to come up with them. We're not going to go out and start a new one.
Yeah, not many.
So Foster Farms Bowl is independent, owned by the 49ers, but they've got a nice Power 5 contract. Yeah. Now, the one that Boise State just played in the Cactus Bowl, there was discussion when this happened. We'd like to see this become a Mountain West matchup with the Big 12. Mm-hmm. And the Pac-12, this is like, what, their fifth or sixth team that plays in the Cactus Bowl? And I don't know where a Power 5 conference just says, yeah, we don't care.
Yeah.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Cactus Bowl for us, I mean, that was a great experience for our guys. Obviously, the game didn't end up how we wanted it to go, but that's not a guaranteed bowl. You know, we got in there because there wasn't a Pac-12 team for them to take. So that's not something that we can count on. But at the same time, if that is an opportunity, that's an incredible game for our conference.